Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society of CPAs career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you about broken-hearted job seekers. They're back, and we need to take stock of that, and we need to understand that right now, and I'm not sure why, we're living in what I call a bipolar job market. We have lots of hiring going on and lots of people getting hired. There's more competition than there's ever been. FYI, I just found an employer who had 750 resumes for one opening, so we're in a very competitive market, but there is hiring occurring. But at the very same time, there are a lot of layoffs occurring too. The only thing I can think of through my research and my talking to people is that we're really in an effort to be lean and mean and keep our costs down. So this is why layoffs are occurring. There are also other reasons, but one thing I do know, Procter & Gamble cited 6,000 layoffs, Hewlett-Packard 29,000 layoffs, Citigroup 11,000 jobs, and JPMorgan Chase 17,000 jobs. So that's real, and we need to know that, and we need to think, gee, if it happens to us, what are we going to do? So even though things are getting better, we never know. So what I want to talk about today is, what do we do if it happens to us? And I want to get a little bit into the emotional arrangement of that, because no matter how logical we are, okay, as financial professionals, we're still human beings, and the emotional is going to happen to us. And I want to get into that just a little bit, because when people are in charge, no one can ever predict the future. And many times decisions are based on emotion, and they may affect us, and how we react with our own emotions is going to determine how well we do in our recovering from a layoff and going back to work. So I want to cover that a little bit. First of all, the first thing that you should do is allow yourself to be shook. Okay, allow yourself, if you're going to get upset, take a couple of days, pound a punching bag, that's okay, because if you don't let the human being come out, you're never going to recover and you're never going to get back to work, because you've got to ultimately present as a professional and get it together, both in your emotion and your logic. And another FYI, of the two, emotion and logic, emotion is the stronger. Between the brain and the heart, it's been proven. The heart, with its emotion, is stronger than the brain. So we really need to allow for that. And people who don't allow for that, they get ulcers, they're on Prozac. You need to allow for your emotions to come out. So if you need some time to recover, it's a little bit like mourning. You need to take the time for that, okay? We tell people that the loss of a job is a little bit like getting a divorce and having your house burned down at the same time, because you don't get to go to the place that you used to go to, and you don't get to see the people that you spent your time with. Work, family is a very real thing, so don't be surprised if this affects you. Next, eliminate external negatives. Now, what that means is this. There are people that you can spend time with, and some of your networking groups are a lot like this. And what they do is get together and complain, okay? And they talk about how horrible things are. They talk about what an unfair world it is. I don't believe in that, because I think this feeds upon each other, okay? And then the sooner you get away from the negativity, because something negative has happened, the sooner you get away from that, the better. If you have people around you, maybe you have family around you, well, you don't want to get rid of your family, but you do want to try to minimize how much negativity you allow in conversation. So simply say to somebody, you know, yeah, this has happened, and yeah, it's a bummer, but this is really something that I'd like to turn to the positive and stay away from the negative, if you don't mind. That's kind of a nice way of saying, don't talk to me that way, but you have the right to do that. So that I call that eliminating external negatives that you can do. Next, I want to talk about doubting one's abilities. Wow, you'd think that highly accomplished and successful people would not do that. And believe me, 41 years doing my job will tell you that everybody has self-doubts at one point in time or another, even though we should know better, even though we can take a look at the things we've done, when suddenly we have nowhere to go because we've been downsized, we've been laid off, and sometimes we don't know why, we're not told why. We begin to wonder, is it something we did? And maybe it is, but that does not diminish our worth as a professional. What you need to do is remember that just because you don't go to the same place on Wednesday that you went to on Tuesday at 8 a.m. does not mean you do not have value on Thursday. You've got the same value you've got. And I'll tell you why. Because the qualifications, credentials, achievements, functional areas of expertise, no one can take those away from you. Even though you don't go there anymore, the cool things you did, which you're going to have to showcase both in writing and in person, no one can ever take that away from you. So do the best to remember you have not been devalued just because you don't have a place to go every day anymore. Cut the anger. Change is difficult. Once you have gone through your, boy, I can't believe this happened to me, you know, that's terrible, life is bad. Once you've gone through that and allow yourself to go through that, get over it, okay? Give yourself a certain period of time to kind of go through it and recover from it. But change is difficult. Believe me when I tell you, it's difficult for everybody. It's difficult for me. I hate it when things change because normally I'm very happy with the status quo and I accept things that I can't change. But when there's a change in anything, I don't like it. So we're all human, but we also need to understand, especially in this day and age of potential instability, there's a lot of reasons why things are constantly changing faster than they ever have. I've been around long enough to tell you that. You really need to get used to change and to accept it. So one of the things that I discuss is new hiring arrangements as change. Today's workplace is filled with all kinds of people who are not necessarily W-2 employees. And you need to understand that may be very, very good for you. There are a lot of 1099 people walking around. Some of them are in chief financial officer positions, chief information officer positions. They're my clients. That's how I know. So a lot of people go to work on contract jobs. A lot of people go to work on temp to hire jobs. Okay. This is not necessarily a bad thing, but it may be different for you considering the last time you looked for a job. So understand that you need to learn about these things. You need to, if you're now suddenly on the job market again, and again, I bring this up because so many people are, and it's surprising again, but it's okay because we are in much, much better shape than we were in 2007, 2008. My CPAs go to work almost immediately. If it happens to you, feel free to call us. Control your destiny. You can do that. And thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.